time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have got a group from Helper Middle School. It's our school district update today, and we're going to be talking about the goings-on at Helper Middle School. I have Mrs. Alisa Black here. She's one of the teachers and the advisors up there at Helper Middle School. I've got Kiana Ori. She's the student body vice president. Jude Brenneman, the student body historian. And Olivia Rondinelli, student body president. We're going to talk about, we've got dances. We've got a food drive going on. We've got a lot of great sports that are getting ready to ramp up and starting already. And then we'll talk about, you know, Helper always does some great things for the light parade. They've got a great program going on at lunch and just how things are going for students at Helper Middle right now. Guys, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, we're so excited to be here.
Ms. Black, we're going to start with you. How are things going at Helper Middle right now?
Ah, amazing. Let me just tell you what is going on at our awesome school. As faculty and staff, we are putting emphasis on building our culture in our school, and from every teacher to our librarian, our custodians, we are focusing on building connections with students. We want to know every single student in our school by name and by need. And it's been awesome. We have made groups of families. Each teacher is in charge of 12 to 13 students that we call our families. And we do competitions through the year, and it helps us to build connections with our kids. Like I said, we want to know every single student by name and need. The janitor knows the students, the librarian, our secretary. And there is this vibrant excitement when you walk in the building. It's like a breath of fresh air has entered there. And you can feel that when you walk in. We have this beautiful new building. All of our teachers are excited. We're happy to be there. Kids are happy to be there. And it's a great place to be.
And as I was talking to these guys this morning when they came in, I went to Helper Junior High. And, you know, yes, Helper Junior High is a smaller school. Mm-hmm. But I think you hit it on the head because it does. It gives you that sense of family. It
yes.
gives you, it's like a community within a community.
Yep.
Everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows what everybody's going through. And that's one of the great things that I really enjoyed about going there when I was younger.
Yes, great things are happening. We love it. It's
great.
A wonderful place to be.
And we got the new building and everything's in, and all the
yep.
all the dust is off, and
yes.
all the little the little quirks are taken care of, and we're having a good time now.
Yes, we all have air conditioning in our classrooms in the fall. It's great.
That's what's important. That's what's important. All right, first up, we're going to talk to Kiana Ori. She is the student body vice president. And Kiana, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you so much, and thanks for coming in.
Yeah, of
Let's
course.
Talk about some of the activities that are going on at the Helper Middle School, because you've got a food drive going on and you've got a dance coming up. So let's talk about those two things.
Oh, yes. So with the food drive, we do it in our little family groups, and the teachers will just have a box in their room, and then the family who gets the most food by the end of this week wins a root beer float party, actually, and is really excited, and everybody's really excited for it, and I think it's going to go great. And we're student government is planning a dance for March, I believe, and it's like a spring fling, and it's going to be really good, very green, and we're just going to play music and hang out and have food, and it's going to be awesome.
You know, that was the one thing when I was going to junior high and stuff, you always had to have a dance, and you always had to go with a date, and it seemed like you always had to, you know, dance everything. But it sounds like it's more of a party now. It's like everybody just kind of gets together and has a good time. Is that what's going on up there?
Yeah, I mean, like, very few kids are actually like, hey, you want to go to the dance with me? It's mostly just hang out with friends and dance and eat.
That's a good time.
Yeah, it's really fun.
That is a good time. Really quick, before I get you out of here, what is your favorite subject at Helper Middle School?
Ooh, like a fun one?
That's what I said. What's fun for you?
I would say art. Probably.
Art's a good time.
I love art. Miss Costello is amazing.
Art's a good time. All right, Kiana, thank you so much for bringing us up to speed on some of the things, the activities and things that are going on there at Helper Middle. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, Jude Brenneman, our historian up there. Jude, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Let's talk sports with you, my friend.
Well, we got wrestling going on right now. Got a match Thursday. And it's going great for everybody. Everybody's excited for that. Got Canyon View coming up. And we got basketball. We're starting that in January, I believe.
So we're sliding right into the winter month and the winter sports with wrestling and boys and girls basketball and everything. What sport do you play?
Wrestling.
You're wrestling. Is there one school, and I know the answer already, but is there one school that you look forward to every year, like circle on the calendar?
Mahoning.
That was the one I thought, but that's okay. That's what happens, right, when you go to Helper. Yeah. It's Helper and it's Mont Harmon and there's nothing else.
Yeah.
All right. Do you like wrestling? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah.
What weight do you wrestle at?
120.
How are you feeling this year?
Big.
Feeling big? Oh, that's all that matters. If you're feeling big, that's all that matters, my friend. And you know what the other great thing is wrestling is one of those sports that, my goodness, you sometimes when you go to a tournament, you're wrestling 2-3 times a day, aren't you?
Well, we had a tournament a couple weeks ago. I just wrestled like 9 times.
Yeah, that's a lot of work to put in. But I'm glad that you're putting in the work, and congratulations and good luck this season, okay?
Thank you.
All right, now let's bring in the last member of our party to kind of bring everything home, Olivia Rondinelli, student body president. Olivia, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Olivia, let's talk about some of the great things that always kind of transpire and go on there at the holidays. You've got the light parade coming up, and then you've got a really cool program that you guys have kind of instituted at lunch. And so let's talk about those two things really quickly.
Yeah, so Helper is really into being kind and being generous to others. We love having a good community and always just like staying together and being, you know, a family. And so our student government and a lot of our kids at our school are doing a program that nobody sits alone at lunch. We don't want anybody to feel left out. We don't want anybody to feel alone. We want everyone to just feel welcome and happy and want to go to school. And it's really important to all of us to make sure that everybody feels happy in school environment.
And you guys have a beautiful lunchroom up there now. Great looking view.
Oh, yeah. It's so nice. We have all the tables and there's this huge window. You can see like the Balance Rock and just like the mountainside and all of Helper City right through our windows at the lunchroom.
Well, that's a good thing. And then so let's talk the other thing. I mean, if you're Helper's Christmas Town and if you're the middle school at Helper's Christmas Town, you got to do something for the light parade, don't you?
Yeah, of course. So every year we have plenty of floats. We have the cheerleaders, some of the sports do it, and student government. So we'll set up floats. We always walk down the light parade. We throw candies. We have like Santa hats that we wear and lights. And last year we had a trailer and we had this big sign that was Helper Middle School's old sign, and it was all lit up, and you just get to walk down and see all of your community. It's really fun and it's exciting.
It's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to get into the holiday spirit.
Oh, yes, of course.
When do you guys start bouncing off the walls at Helper Middle School waiting for Christmas break? Already, or?
Yeah.
Teacher's already shaking her head, so.
Yeah, a lot of kids are already excited, like, ooh, Christmas break's coming up, Thanksgiving break. So, yeah, we're already in the Christmas spirit. We're excited.
All right. Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate you taking out the time and sneaking in here before you go to school. We appreciate it. We're going to let you get back to school, though. Sorry. But have a great day and go Rams.
Yeah, go Rams.
All right, take care. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.